Hey, welcome in, Tom, for a daily editorial. It is Friday, the end of the week. I've already got the weekend show posted up on, not on the web, but certainly in our media section. And I want to say one thing about the show this weekend. We have two gentlemen on, both of whom are tenured professors, PhDs, tremendous background, and they are opining on, number one, gun control and other issues that I think are very, very interesting. One guy in particular, Joshua Mitchell, is a tenured professor at Washington University. He's also affiliated with Claremont McKenna, which is one of the top universities in the country. And then, of course, I have another gentleman, John Lott, who's also a retired professor, taught at UCLA, taught at the Wharton Business School. He's talking about gun control. His points are very interesting, and I got to tell you, Joshua's points about the Democratic Party are also very interesting. Let me give you my point right now, and then we're going to turn it over to Jimmy. I also would like to address some of the comments from our daily editorial yesterday, and as soon as I can get that up on my website, Jimmy and I will do that. But I want to say, you guys are diamonds in the rough. There is absolutely no question about that. Every single one of you were getting some real quality comments. The only comment I would make is, what did I do to make you angry out of the box? I certainly hope I didn't do anything. I value your friendship. Some of your comments are absolutely makers of our particular website. If you're angry at me, simply let me know why. If you're angry at Jim, please let him know why. Anyway, having said that, let's get on with some of the comments from yesterday. We had a good show yesterday. Jimmy, anything in particular first that you would like to discuss?
Well, I don't know. I think there's plenty of things out there to discuss today. Each day comes with new and exciting adventures in the realm of the Biden administration and the lack of free speech. Yeah. I did a radio show here at KGMI this morning. Uh-huh. I do a weekly show on foreign policy issues. And
great.
The Chinese government has the Ministry of Propaganda, mm-hmm. has, or Ministry of Truth, as the Democrats would like to install here in the United States. They've passed restrictions. It's under the Cyberspace Administration of China, the CAC. The Vice Minister of Propaganda wants to ensure that anybody that makes any commentary on political, military, economic, or policy decisions, or anything else, has a license to do so on social media. They have to ensure that they maintain the correct political orientation, the public opinion orientation, and the value orientation. And, you know, we're seeing this happen with the Chinese government, but we're seeing it with the tech giants right here in the United States doing exactly the same thing. It's pretty sad. So,
I got to tell you, man, it's really sad, and it's selfish. Those are very, in my opinion, very self-centered comments that are being made. CFS, you made a comment that I really like. It's, I quote, "I don't feel anger towards most politicians and government, just mostly disgust. If I seem angry, then it is because I see politicians destroying my country for their own enrichment." Amen, CFS. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
Well, I think he's got an incredible point. I'm just flabbergasted at the lack of guts by people that have sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution, which includes free speech.
Yep.
You have 11 Republicans that voted against Marjorie Taylor Greene to silence her and take her off committees because of something she said on Facebook 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how can that happen? You don't have much faith and trust in our government. And I think CFS and many of your listeners have a tremendous understanding because they pay attention.
Yep.
Most Americans don't. They don't pay attention. They don't realize how corrupted the system has become because of influences and lobbyists and power and protecting their organization, their the administration over the integrity or the Constitution of the United States. It's too bad.
No, it's really too bad. There's no question about that. You know, Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, obviously not a close friend of mine, but a gentleman who's opinions and whose friendship, what it is, I really, really value. He made some interesting comments yesterday regarding transgender sports policies, and he, you know, had some words for Biden's education secretary. Some things, you know, some things I hope work for the sake of our country, but the transgender educational thing is something that I pray to God does not work. If some individual happens to be a transgender type, I'm not going to put him down, not a bit, or her down. I'm not going to do that bit. All I'm going to say is I think it's bad for the country, and I think everybody would agree with that. Jimmy, you got a bunch of kids in school. You got a young man who very possibly could be an all-state quarterback when he graduates. What do you think about this transgender thing? Any question? Any answer to that, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I had my pause, my mic
go
off
for
there for
it.
A second.
Go for like, it.
Yeah. So I am very concerned about these people. Look, if your choice, you do what you want, right? You can, we should all have the freedom to believe or think whatever we want to do, but don't force me to believe it. If you aren't sure what you are genetically, then why should I be sure? And why should I be forced to think that you're something that genetically and scientifically is not possible? So why are we actually driving people into this sense of, you know, you must comply with these ideologies, and we're doing it to our students? And yeah, I think it's an unfortunate reality of our time right now that this is continuing with these types of, you know, oppression to make people think and believe something that maybe isn't even realistic. Though, again, hey, you know, you live your life the way you want. I'm not going to agree with it. Don't make me agree with it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that, Jimmy. That's a good way to put it. I want to make a comment on something that you said, Jimmy, regarding Larry. You said that I sometimes speak without thinking too deeply. You're not quite sure what I said this morning, and that was yesterday. I agree with you 100%, and I'm very sorry. Sometimes I let my emotions get away with me. I have been very tied into the medical community for the past 6 years up here in our neck of the woods, and all I can say is my wife is still alive, and so am I. Jimmy, your comment, the last thing any of us should do is cancel free thought and free speech. Larry, I'm stupid. I'm bigoted, I suppose, in a sense. I'd like you to keep those comments coming. It does make people stop and think. And Irish Tony, you thank Jim for his very honest answer to Larry, and I'm sure that he will like it. Mr. McDade, you are truly a good guy. You and some of the other folks on the site are very insightful, and I thank that. Thank you for doing that. Okay, any other comments?
I do think that we need to keep the dialogue open, and we want to expand our thoughts and not close each other off. And sometimes emotions do get involved because of our personal experiences.
No, they do. I know.
And that's just natural. So what we need to do, I think, is just, all right, we take a breath, we listen, we think, we go forward. And you know, Larry has some very, very valid concerns about the medical industry out there. And I think everyone should rethink, you know, what we have with this corporate system, especially when the administrative costs are higher than the actual medical support and the complex regulations that really force the prices up in order for big groups to make a ton of money. And how could we simplify that? How could we get back to, you know, where we can trust our doctor, where it's a tough thing. But hey, at the same time, we are keeping people alive for longer, and there is more, you know, things,
you know,
out there.
And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a bad thing. If you want to read a really interesting opinion on what we're talking about here, and this basically, Larry, I have to say, adds strength to your argument, read John Grisham's book. I believe it's his most recent book. It's called Camino Winds. It's an expose of the nursing home industry, and to a very real extent, the medical industry. I want to make another comment on something that you said, CFS, and that's, it's absolutely clear the market in gold and silver is totally manipulated. I have to say I was very involved in that movement probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. I spoke in Washington, D.C. on behalf of GATA on that particular subject. Does the government control the price of gold and silver? There are very effective arguments on that in both directions. I would have to say one thing, though, and that is I think there is serious money, because I made serious money in the gold and silver market. There is serious money to be made, and I would have to say that take a real hard look at the gold market right now and the silver market. We're in a great position. Anything else here that I would, I mean, CFS, you really ought to be part of this site. You make some very, very interesting comments. Ron, you said something very interesting. Quote, we are living in a suicide cult and everyone is drinking the Kool-Aid. By that, I mean taking the vaccine. That's an interesting point, Larry. And then you go on. I'm sorry, an interesting point, Ron, but I bet you Larry feels the same way. Ron, you said, I offer this prayer. Quote, we are created in the image and likeness of God, a divine prism through which divine mind flashes its perfection into expression. I can create my own reality. Jesus the Christ is here now. We are raised to his divine consciousness of divine healing, wisdom, discernment, strength, action, and love. Divine healing, wisdom, discernment, strength, action, and love are manifest in us now. Boy, I wish they would come out just a little bit more. And I wish that would come out just a little bit more in our society. No problem. Okay, going on, I'm not going to make any more comments, even though CFS made an interesting comment about rants on the medical community. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm certainly not trying to lie to you, Larry, and I apologize for myself if you feel that I am lying. Anyway, having said that, CFS goes on, talks a little bit about his statements about taking the vaccine, which I think are very, very intelligent. I know, Jimmy, you're not going to take it. I have found more and more people around in our neck of the woods whose attitude, my dentist, for example, who is an incredibly, incredibly good guy. I asked him the last time I was in, I said, John, are you going to be taking this vaccine? And he said, not immediately. I think a lot of people have some questions about this. Let me just say one thing about this, and that is, the distribution network here up in our neck of the woods for the vaccine, and I would imagine throughout the entire United States, is really despicable. I mean, it's very, very inefficient. I got a question for you on that, Jimmy. I was talking to one of my liberal friends yesterday, and he said, sure, it's messed up. It's all because of Trump. You got a comment on that?
Yeah, that is the biggest lie that we've seen. The entire pandemic, scandemic issue was tried to turn. It was a political turn against Trump. Yeah. And the reality is the state and local governments are responsible for planning and the execution of their response, and they are failing. And our county executive and our county health department and the state health department is failing miserably. And it has nothing to do with the federal government. It has everything to do with look, we wouldn't even have had a vaccine at this point if it was with the Biden administration. The Trump administration got this thing going. Now, is it needed? You know, it protects some people. And of course, those people at risk need to be taking it. But the incompetence at our local level and their inability to distribute or to manage it has been publicly discussed in open session, and they are failing miserably. So your liberal friend just doesn't understand, and again, is just speaking talking points from the Democratic Party to use this vaccine as politics. Well, and now it's on Biden's head.
Yeah, it is on Biden's head. The only comment I can make is Kathy and I are very high risk. We have decided to go ahead and take the vaccine at the age of 77. What have I got to lose, you know? So the only comment...
That makes sense.
Yeah. The only comment that I would make is when it was first announced by Kaiser, our provider, that the vaccine was now available, their phones were totally jammed up. I stayed on the phone. I took as much time as I had to, and the earliest I could get in was March 13th, and that was both for Kathy and I. So that strikes me as being a bit on the inefficient side. I also have to say that my physician, who is a very caring woman, has told me that it's impossible for her to get us in any earlier than that March 13th date. So there you have it. Jimmy, you got the final word if you want it. I have nothing else to say except, Larry, I apologize.
Well, that's my only final point is, you know, we have to keep talking and we have to keep questioning what's happening out there. And if we don't do it, and if we just give up, we're going to lose the basic foundations and freedoms that we have. So let's keep pushing.
Going to lose everything. Okay, thanks a lot. Want some comments, you guys, please. And I will be on the website addressing comments. Jimmy is addressing more and more comments. Let's get some banter going. Some good, serious, productive banter.